Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to do the planning necessary to, I suppose, guide us over the course of the trading day, rather than us jumping from move to move wherever they might happen. We want to be a little bit more prepared, a little bit more deliberate in terms of our decision making. And to do that, we need to plan and prepare for those opportunities. That's what we do during this sort of 15-minute session every morning. So good morning, everyone. Thanks very much for joining us as always. It's an opportunity really for us to be prepared for today's trading opportunities. And that preparation is really important, because then what we end up doing is focusing on the decision making to actually take the trade or not take the trade. And yesterday was a particularly kind of confusing dynamic, really, with some of the job numbers that we were experiencing yesterday afternoon. So we'll break it down for you in a little bit more detail. We've got a big one today, which is non-farm payroll. Let's see how that plays out. The whole dynamic feels quite complicated. However, when you strip it all down, it's really kind of a binary decision, in our opinion, as things currently stand. Which way will it go? It's a very difficult one to call. It's effectively a toss of a coin. That's really where things are at. Now, things will start to become a little bit clearer today with these non-farm payroll numbers. So all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then want to enter and exit those markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management is different to risk management. Risk management is the amount of money you're committing to a trade or a number of trades. Whereas trade management is, how are you trying to make progress in that trade, and what decisions can you make, either firstly to mitigate risk, secondly to start booking in profits, and all these kinds of decision making around trade management is a very important feature. And trading psychology, these markets live and breathe and they'll react to what's happening. So psychology is a really, really important one. We saw the mass selling this time last month, which was a lot of kind of fear and anxiety driven, not necessarily data driven, although the unemployment numbers did tick unusually higher, but it did so for very specific reasons. And now we're experiencing the other side of that, where we're actually seeing the unemployment rate potentially fall back a little bit lower to from currently 4.3 last month back to maybe 4.2, 4.1. So bit of up and down in this market, as you can probably imagine. Now, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. That's the first thing, and we do so every morning. And we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, irrespective of how crazy the market gets. We've still got our approach, and being deliberate is really, really important. So what we want to do is say we want to trade these markets for these reasons at these prices, and look to run with that. We want to be accurate with the levels we use. We want to be disciplined with our capital, and be patient really when necessary. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So for this, as you know, we use Forex Factory. So let's get that up on screen for you. And an interesting week for markets, because we had a bit of we saw Nvidia take a bit of a significant hit on Tuesday, and due to antitrust related issues and been investigated by the Department of Justice, and I think it lost somewhere in the region of about 15% in its share price, which is quite significant for an AI. The poster boy for the whole AI narrative is Nvidia. And they took a bit of a hit, and that micro development fed into the macro. We saw equity markets, we saw everything drop as a result. It's hard to pin that sort of price action on ISM manufacturing, which came in line with expectations, and we've been at these levels now for the best part of a couple of years. So, all right, we're at the lower end, but we've been averaging about 48, and that's pretty much kind of where we're still at. So negative manufacturing. I don't think anyone is ultimately surprised about that in any way, shape or form. And then Wednesday, we started to get the JOLTS job opening numbers. So we're expecting, actually, the forecast was that there'd be more jobs available, and we found out there's actually significantly less. So that means a tightening in the number of jobs that are available are significantly less than what was expected. And then we roll into yesterday, which is Thursday. So the JOLTS jobs on Wednesday is the first of four significant job numbers, and that's the first one came in lower than expected. And then yesterday we had the ADP non-farm employment chain, so private sector jobs. We were expecting again a positive bounce, and we got a significantly negative figure, sort of 33% drop on kind of what the markets were expecting. So if you look at JOLTS came in lower, and you look at ADP coming in significantly lower, those are two news events, job-related news events, which it's bad news for the economy. We would expect it to be bad news for equity markets. So before potentially looking to get into that trade, we thought, right, well, let's just see the unemployment claims. Let's see if that is showing significantly higher than expected unemployment claims. And lo and behold, that came in actually 4,000 jobs less than what was expected. And these are unemployment claims. So less people are claiming unemployment. And there is a lower rate of private sector jobs in terms of employment change over the last month. And there's the lower rate of number of jobs available. So now that we roll in, so that was a bit of a contrasting news event. And a lot of people refer to the ADP number as the prelude to non-farm payroll, which is today. So are we going to see an equally negative and lower employment change number? And will we see, therefore, a negative market response? So we are moving into a phase where bad news we would anticipate will be bad news for markets, because the recession, one of the main fundamental drivers for prices at the moment is this discussion around recession and will we or will we not have a recession. And some of the data is suggesting, you know, pull your socks up, we're heading for a recession, we're already in a recession. We have a lot of analysts that will refer to manufacturing and housing and now JOLTS jobs and the ADP numbers. But then you have to offset that with unemployment claims, potentially a positive figure out of non-farm payroll today, which is what's expected, and solid growth numbers, solid corporate earnings. So we're kind of stuck in the middle, really, in terms of whether we are heading for a recession, whether we're not. And the reason why this discussion is so important is because it's likely to impact Federal Reserve monetary policy measures. So will that interest rate start to come down from 5.5? Let me show you here on the left-hand side of the screen. So the U.S. are the global leaders in terms of major economies in terms of interest rates. We're up at 5.5%, and bond yields are coming lower, inflation is lower, and we're still up at 5.5. So it all kind of hinges on today's non-farm payroll, and we can keep it very, very simple. We're also expecting the unemployment rate to come in lower. We're expecting a sizable bounce, which kind of makes a little bit of sense in the non-farm employment change number. So if that comes in higher, more people have more jobs, you can expect probably the unemployment rate to tick lower. Now, last month it ticked unusually higher and people sort of went straight to the recession and said, yeah, this confirms we're now in recession. But as we know, one data point doesn't confirm that. And you certainly need to start seeing growth, you know, head towards negative territory in order to be in a even a technical recession. So we're not there yet, but we might be there soon. That's the kicker. And we've got the Fed with their projections and monetary policy decision making on the 18th of September. So what are we, 12 days away? And that's going to be hugely significant for these financial markets. And the question is, what sort of price action we're going to get between now and then? Will we start pricing in a 25 basis point rate cut, which means we're cutting for the right reasons? Or could the Fed turn around and say, right, well, we are quite concerned. We know the job numbers are, you know, a very important benchmark for us as the Fed, and if that starts to elevate, it starts to put us under a bit of pressure. So we now need to start cutting rates accordingly, and 50 basis point because we're concerned about, you know, economic projections and growth and unemployment. So that is effectively cutting for what we regard as the wrong reason, and would cause a bit of panic, we would assume. So we firmly believe at the moment, as things currently stand, all right, ADP is a bit of a strange figure, but non-farm payroll and all these payroll numbers have been a bit strange since COVID. So you never know really what to expect. But the market will absolutely react off this major news event today because of the impact it has on the Fed and this discussion around recession. So that's really the important takeaway for this afternoon. Okay, so that's a little bit about the fundamentals. So so where are we at with these markets? This is the interesting question, and not particularly easy to answer either. So on Tuesday, we saw a very significant drop. If you look at the top left-hand corner, in fact, let me bring this up. So on Tuesday, we had prices very close to all-time highs, just a few points away from all-time highs. And NVIDIA started to sell off very aggressively, and it took the whole market with it. So we come back to, so it brought down the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones rolled over from all-time highs as well. The Nikkei started to sell off, slightly different dynamic really for with the yen and the Nikkei. But we started to see all this selling begin to creep through the CAC and the DAX. So, and the DAX was actually from all-time highs as well. So a really interesting dynamic to see the micro really dominate the macro. Normally the macro dominates the micro, but we're not in usual times. Okay. So let's look at the price action over the last 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 hours. So since yesterday's job numbers, quite confusing job numbers, we've basically seen this price kind of be very range bound, and we're still in this little range in here. So we're just treading water, and I mean that's not ultimately surprising with the news event. So we were really looking to trigger some sell trades if the news was bad. If the ADP number was bad, we were suggesting, right, well, we'd probably expect this to make some progress lower. And we had initially the ADP number. So we were looking yesterday and saying, right, okay, well, let's be deliberate and let's sell the indices off the back of, you know, a really weak ADP number. But because we knew that the unemployment claims number was coming out, and if that showed signs of significant weakness as well, we'd have a couple of no-brainer trades. But we had a mixed news event. So really we were left with, right, well, the market's really going to focus on tomorrow's non-farm payroll numbers. So is this the trade to get into? And we held off, we refrained from doing so. So that's where patience come in. We don't have to sort of jump into this trade. And it was the right decision. Now, we said, look, there's a high degree of complexity, especially if you listen to all the analysts. We can simplify it to a very basic level. If non-farm payroll numbers today, and we're talking about the non-farm employment change number, which is, look at previously, it was 114,000. We're expecting 50,000 jobs to be added above 164. That's a really good job number, certainly historically speaking. And if we see the unemployment rate go from 4.3 to 4.2, that's a really low unemployment number for the US economy. So actually, there isn't an issue with the unemployment dynamic, which we were hearing a lot of last month, that, you know, we're in a full-blown recession because the unemployment rate is going sky high. Well, it looks like a little blip. That's how things are sitting currently. So we're going to take all this into account. And if we have a positive non-farm payroll number, if it comes in 160 or above, we'd probably expect equity markets to rally. If it's a negative non-farm payroll number, if it comes in at 120, and if the unemployment rate sticks at 4.3 or, God forbid, 4.4, then we would expect that to have a negative impact on the markets. So good news, positive for markets; bad news, negative for markets. And we can keep it that simple and straightforward. So if we do get a positive non-farm payroll number, we'll be looking for the buy trade. If it's accumulatively negative, we'll be looking for a sell trade. We won't overcomplicate it to any more extent, as long as there's no reason to overcomplicate it. We were of the same opinion yesterday, except the unemployment claims came in 4,000 lower than what the market was expecting. And 5,000 lower than the previous number. So there's now less people on unemployment claims significantly than this time last week. So this is the whole narrative and discussion around these unemployment numbers. US indices, we do have a bearish bias, but going into this non-farm payroll number in a few hours, what are we, nearly 8 o'clock, 5 hours time, we'll be getting this non-farm payroll number. Now, we have exposed ourselves to the euro dollar. It was a short-term trade. We've got our take profit, we've got our stop loss in there. We kind of meandered a little bit for a few hours yesterday and then started to make some progress again. Now we're looking to break above yesterday's high with the 111.18. We have our take profit up at the 111.75. So we are 50 pips away from making profit. If we just even edge 20, 30 pips higher and we roll into non-farm payroll, we'll probably take some risk off that trade. Either way, we won't be exposing any capital, but where will we book in profit on the trade is a good question. Now, we're not that bullish the euro or the pound fundamentally. So we didn't really get that pullback into support. And the pound and the euro have been on a bit of a tear. And this is the kind of a pullback trade, really, to see if we can capitalize on that. So we're going to stick with the euro dollar. Clearly, there's a lot of dollar weakness. And even overnight, it's played out like that for the dollar yen. We do quite like the yen strength trade. Yesterday was a little bit choppy, but it looks like we can look for further yen weakness. The problem is, it's all going to hinge on today's non-farm payroll numbers. So they're all the dollars weakening across the board. We're going to have a look at that that dollar weakness. We're in the euro dollar to the upside, so we're in that dollar weakness trade already. We could look at the CAD. Perhaps the Aussie will start turning a little bit more positive along with the New Zealand dollar. So right now, the dollar is weakening across the board. The problem is that could change very aggressively in the next 5 hours. So will there be an opportunity for us to add to that dollar weakness between now and then? That's what we're going to do in the European session now, very briefly. So we know that the non-farm payroll number is likely to be a bit of a game changer. We were looking for this market to pull back, really. If we could pull back and just move a little bit higher, if we moved into $71, $72, it'd be an interesting opportunity to start selling. Yesterday we rallied and then pulled back. Where will we go from here? We'll have to wait and see. And gold, we nearly got our pullback. We were looking for the pullback into the 2500. We did get a little bit of a sharp pullback, and then we've just grinded higher once more. We've yet to make new highs, so let's see how this plays out. So really, trade plan time. So potential risk off, mixed market conditions, I think, can stay in play. It's not necessarily a risk off, risk on dynamic, because we've got equities selling off, but we've also got the dollar selling off. So what we're going to look at is either a sell trade in the indices, or some dollar weakness, and we're in that dollar weakness trade as things stand. We wouldn't really be interested in doing both. We wouldn't be interested in selling the indices and selling the dollar at the same time. Yen strength. Yeah, that's still in play. That gold buy trade, we didn't really get an opportunity, because with the breakout was before the European session yesterday. So prices already started to rally quite aggressively. We were looking for that constructive pullback. Didn't really get it just yet. So let's focus our attention on the potential for the indices to weaken. And we'll see if we get further weakness in the dollar as well. We look to do either one or the other. And that yen strength trade's worth looking at. We were anticipating that we get a good reaction to yesterday's ADP and unemployment claims, but because the news event was so choppy and quite mixed, it's almost we didn't really get much of a move anywhere. So look, this is our trade plan. This is what we're going to look at now in the European live trade room in just a few seconds time. So let me post this into the chat box so you can take it away with you if you need. So that's our trade plan. It's quite focused. We're either going to sell the indices or sell the dollar. We're already exposed to that dollar weakness in the euro dollar, so we can absolutely manage that trade now quite effectively. And the question becomes whether we get a decent setup to get into any of these trades prior to non-farm payroll, because I'm pretty sure, you know, after that event, there's very likely to be a number of very decent opportunities there. So bear that in mind. All right, you guys, listen, I'll let you go. We're in a bit of a strange kind of narrative. It's kind of an either-or narrative. So all hinges on today's non-farm payroll. So I can't express how important today's numbers are in terms of that major fundamental driver being recession. That whole discussion around recession, unemployment plays an important role in that narrative. And if it's a positive employment number, we're talking about what recession. the Fed 25 base point rate cut seems perfectly reasonable. If it's unemployment levels are rising very aggressively, it's, oh my God, a recession's coming. The Fed will drop rates 50 basis points. A lot of panic, a lot of selling. Either way, we can trade it accordingly. All right. So listen, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. If you've got any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box. And we'll see you. Hopefully, if you want to join us for the European Live Trade Room, we'll be there in just a few seconds. For more information, just go to livetraderoom.com and we'll speak to you next time. Thanks so much as always. Take care. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.